still driving across beautiful Arkansas. Hey, I'm Blake, and this is your Tailgate Talk. So as we left Fort Smith and that beautiful part of the state and made our way up toward Northwest Arkansas, went through the Bobby Hopper Tunnel. It's a pretty cool experience. Going, you know, you just drive right through a mountain. It's pretty neat deal. We are now in Prairie Grove, and here in Prairie Grove, there's another historic site, and that is the Prairie Grove Battlefield. The battle here at Prairie Grove took place December 7th, 1862, obviously during the Civil War. And really the only result of it was the Union forces kind of solidified their control of Northwest Arkansas after this battle. But let me tell you the other result of this battle. 1,251 Union casualties, of those 175 dead, and 1,317 Confederate casualties, of those 204 dead. There were casualties. Every intense battle has casualties. And I would dare say that all of those who passed away left behind, a lot of those who passed away left behind families, some of them kids, wives, collateral damage. You know, James chapter 4 talks about quarreling and fighting among us, and if you've been in the world of church very long, you know that that's just sometimes part of the culture, that we pit ourselves against one another. And James says, why do you fight? Why do you quarrel? It's because your passions are unrestrained. Well, maybe today's a good opportunity for us to just kind of hit the pause button and think. When disunity and factions and fighting become a part of who we are as God's church, there will always be casualties and collateral damage. There's very rarely a week that goes by that I don't have a conversation with someone that's been disillusioned with the church because of their church hurt, because of this very thing. Church to them wasn't a safe place where they could be built up and encouraged on to become who God created them to be. It was a battlefield. And so their memories of the church are wars, which led to casualties. It doesn't have to be that way. And so can I encourage you today, if you're a follower of Jesus, to focus your passion, focus your energy on loving people and not building up your own preferences. Because there are people watching, and we have a world to win. That's just thoughts from a guy sitting on a tailgate driving around Arkansas this summer. But I am glad that you joined me on this tailgate. Until next time, hey, I love you, and I will see you next week on the tailgate.